KD8 IWS stationary mobile. Yeah, I had met a guy that lives on the south end of Torch Lake, actually. Last time I was up there, and I was going through the Petoskey repeater of the WACMN network, and he said, I'm very familiar with that repeater because I helped the guys install it. So I've got his call sign written down inside. I don't have it with me, but yeah, very cool. All right, well, I'm just arrived home. I took my 16-year-old grandson to a driver's training school. He did his check ride and passed with a good report. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., he will be legal to drive by himself. So rode around south end of Lake Fenton with him and the instructor. Got on the freeway, went out to White Lake Road, and then came back in the south side of town and through town and around town and then back to the training center parking lot. So that was a fun time. All right, Mike, good talking with you again. I just went past Harvey's place over in Holly, so I haven't heard him on the air in a long, long time. I hope everything is okay with him.
Penetrating Genesee County like...
Yep, Harvey's doing good. He works from home now. Doesn't have to drive to Auburn Hills anymore. His antenna coax going up to his tower got cut. And so he doesn't have any antennas connected right now, so he's been out of commission. He's got a base radio that was a mag mount that he had on top of a power supply that he'll get on once in a while, but... No, he's been pretty quiet since that happened. He was pretty bummed about it, too. All right, Kurt, have a good day, 7-3. I remember all about the going through driver's training with our boys. Nice chatting with you. KV8RBP, I'll be clear.